Hello, lovely ghoulies and ghoulettes. This is Larry Sylvester from the Horror Fan Club, Kenya. Happy Halloween. Welcome to our 13 nights of Halloween. So today I am with my amazing Horror Fan Club member, Duncan Boo. Okay, so for today's episode, we're going to talk about horror movies. Yeah, the horror movies that are, you know, kind of like... made an impact to our lives when it comes to horror movies. So I will start with my own horror movie, like the milestone that one horror movie really made me into the genre. Okay, all right, so I'll start off. Dan, introduce yourself.
Yeah, so what's up, ghouls and ghoulettes? So as you've heard, my name is Duncan, aka Bull. So I'm here also to discuss on horror movies, especially the ones that actually got me into horror movies. So I have awesome examples, or rather topics on various horror movies that I think would be awesome for you guys to try out if you haven't watched them. So stay tuned and have a listen.
All right, cool. So I'll start with my horror favorite of the decade, of the millennium. I'll start off with Evil Dead. Evil Dead 2014. Yeah, that was one of the horror movies that really like made my journey into horror movies like amazing, you know. Like I believe that was one of the horror movies that really resonated with me in terms of production value, in terms of concept, in terms of execution, you know, like it's one of the very few horror movies that rather like horror classics, if I should call it,
that's true.
Really resonated with me in terms of like when it comes to horror movies. Yeah, so that's one that really stuck with me. But when we go down back the years, I think one horror movie that really resonated with me in terms of what really brought me into the genre is Arachnophobia. Arachnophobia. It's actually very a simple concept. It's actually a very simple concept in terms of like it's just a movie about spiders. Yeah, it makes you like think about how terrifying that spiders can be in terms of like when it comes to horror movies. The cinematography, the sound effects that really got me, you know. Yeah, so I think that's one horror movie that like really gave me nightmares and it really got me thinking, like, what more has the horror genre have to like give back? So which is yours?
Yeah, so for mine it is Nightmare in Elm Street.
What, Freddy Krueger?
Dude,
that's my top.
It will be my number 5 mm-hmm. out of my list. Mm-hmm. So Freddy Krueger, yes. So
Freddy Krueger, this is just like a Nightmare on Elm Street like kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, but now, mm-hmm. as in when I saw it for the very first time, mm-hmm. it really got me interested in it because they bought the concept of dreams, mm-hmm. Making the concept of dreams to be horrific in that mm-hmm. being trapped in your own nightmare, mm-hmm. in your dream without even realizing it.
Dude, how was that terrifying?
Like, it was terrifying in terms of... at that time when I saw it, mm-hmm. I was like, what would happen if you're actually trapped in your own nightmare? How would it be like? How would it feel to die in your own nightmare and end up dying in your dream?
When did you see this? Like, how old were you?
I was young.
Exactly. Now, when you're young, like, that whole concept of, like, trying to traverse the dream realm, it's sort of...
That's what got me curious now to exactly this aspect or this realm of horror. Because mm-hmm. that got me curious, how then do we... intertwine horror with other aspects of life, for example dreams. I didn't know, okay, yes, we have nightmares, but nightmares to the aspect of actually dying in your dreams, that never came to my mind.
Right,
so
it got me
now into actually starting learning horror, because like that is an awesome concept to dive into.
I mean, there were other genres that were more iconic,
yes,
to when
yes.
it comes to like the horror genre. There
yes,
was like
true,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
Wrong
like Michael
Time.
Myers, Wrong Turn,
yes.
The Brothers.
Yes,
there was
yes,
also
yes.
Evil Dead, my personal favorite.
Definitely
role, which was
top action number one, Evil Dead, yes, I guarantee.
Then that. Why particularly these, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street?
Because it is the very first one that I saw. when it comes to horror.
Would you say it was your first like horror movie to see?
Yes. What? The best one, no. But the first one to ever see that actually got me into horror, yes.
What?
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think, guys? Like, Nightmare on Elm Street, like the first, you know, movies from the franchise were more like comical features, you know? Like, Freddy Krueger was more of like a fictional character, like a comical fictional character. Like, but the first installments were like comedy. They were like, hi, how are you, bitch? Like, just let's get into this dream.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. But if you actually look into it, it's actually based on a true story. It's actually based on a true story. Okay, not on the horror aspect, but there was actually cases before whereby people were actually found who have died in their sleep.
Okay, yeah, but this will like bring me back to the whole concept of sleep paralysis.
Yes.
That was an aspect, that was a topic that I really discussed in like my previous episode. Like when it comes to sleep paralysis, like some people actually do die in like the sleep paralysis state due to the shock.
To wonder what happens.
Yeah, what happens during that particular state?
Yeah.
Then why though? This is a Nightmare on Elm Street. This is something you've seen on screen. I don't know. I'm finding it hard to like connect okay, you consider yourself a horror fan club member,
totally.
But
100, yeah,
can't you like figure out that balance between what is reality, what is
definitely, of course I can, of course,
but
I
then
can.
Again, you were young.
Yes, I was young. Yeah. Exactly. So my mind state then it wasn't able to comprehend.
Okay, speaking of which particular movie that like really gave you like that extra edge, that
the one you mentioned, of course, Evil Dead. I mean, top notch.
No, Evil Dead is different from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, but
yay,
when I categorize from my top one to top five, my top one is Evil Dead.
Okay, your top one is Evil Dead. Definitely. Which particular like installment? Is it the reboot? Is it the Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, Evil Dead 3?
No, Evil Dead 1 actually.
The original one. The one that had like really fake CGI. Okay, yeah. I don't mind that,
yeah,
but the one that was so true.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
And
fake CGI, exactly.
And of you original. Like horror fan club members that like would like to go and research on behind the scenes, in terms of like when it comes to Evil Dead, we have some footage, we have some pictures of the Evil Dead franchise that we have uploaded on our site, so you can go check it out. And I think that brings me back to the conversation of like new age horror movies. They're not so much invested in actual CGI, in actual prosthetics, and actual makeup. They just rely on post-production
exactly. Yeah. Exactly, they don't take too much time or effort into bringing a concept to life.
They just bring the entire baggage to like, oh, you're an editor, you can you do CGI, can you do graphic effects, can
too
you do motion graphics
this.
Yeah, that is what makes it so unrealistic.
Exactly. It now dials down what was so awesome,
what was so real
brought to. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, because there's a difference when you come to like check like, oh, this is actual CGI done on set, and this is actual CGI done in post-production using computer graphics.
Yeah, computer graphics.
Yeah.
Yes.
So can you categorize as the entire Nightmare on Elm Street franchise as one of your best horror movies?
Yes, I would. I would. At one of the best.
Oh my god! Not even Halloween. Not Michael Myers. Not Jason Voorhees. Friday the 13th.
It was the very first one that I watched and I enjoyed it completely.
Yeah, because I also think like as a horror fan club fanatic, like your ever first like horror movie. That is what usually defines you as a horror movie fan, or just derails you from the entire horror movie aspect.
Yeah.
So like for me, Arachnophobia did it for me. Spiders are not scary for me at this point. Spiders are not scary,
but how they produced,
how they delivered the movie. That was the entire
that
aspect
got you
of,
now into it. Exactly.
I'm like, okay, the spiders. I mean, they're better spider movies. Mm-hmm. Like there's Eight-Legged Freaks.
Yes, yes.
There's I forget the titles, but this whole like spider genre, mm-hmm. this whole creature genre. But yeah, they didn't resurrect me as much as like arachnophobia did.
True, yeah. True. Same thing for me as well. I got now into it thanks to now Nightmare on Elm Street. Now from then I started now watching others like Evil Dead, Freddy, Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's a discussion for another day. All right, cool. Since we are beyond our 13-minute mark, I think we'll have to end it there and continue it tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
All right, cool. So if you want to hear more of this conversation from the Horror Fan Club Kenya, make sure to log into our podcast and on Anchor FM. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, me alone or me with other Horror Fan Club members, as Dan has put it himself, we are on our social media pages or at Horror Fan Club Kenya on Facebook, at Horror Fan Club _KE on Instagram. So for more of this next Saturday, be sure to follow up. I have been your host, Larry Sylvester. Thank you for watching. Happy Halloween.